Thank you, everyone, for your testimonies. You don't know how much testimonies help to build the faith of others, myself included. I so much appreciate that. God is special. And when he gets to working, when we get out of the way and let him work, he does amazing things. I thank you for all of those testimonies to the amazing things that God is doing. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask you to open up to Psalm 116. Tonight, in the time that we have here, I wanted us to look at a passage, but we're going to reduce it down to one verse tonight. But there has been a thing that I have read over and over and over and over in the Word of God. And as I have read it, kind of confused me. And probably 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I finally came to the point where it began to make sense to me. And I see a lot of people who struggle with death. And I see a verse of scripture in this 116th Psalm. And it's verse 15. It's very simple, and it's just kind of amazing to me. Where the psalmist writes, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones." And, you know, we as humans are filled with pain and sometimes even despair when a loved one passes. Sometimes there's periods of rejoicing because we know that, well, their suffering is done. That's completed. They were ready to go. You know, that whole mindset. But there's still that emptiness and that ache. And yet, in the process of that, God is rejoicing. Not at our pain. And not at our sorrow. But he is rejoicing at the presence of heaven, and the bringing home of a precious child of his. This kind of became renewed a little bit to me this week. I am a father, in case you didn't know that. And my son was halfway around the world. And being halfway around the world, not exactly in friendly territory. Friendly with the nation of Israel and that type of thing. But, you know, that there's a little bit of unrest in the Middle East. I don't know if you were aware of that or not. But there is. And as a father, as your child is going into the unknown, you get a little anxious. But then when they return, and when you get the chance to see them and embrace them again, there's just a sense of relief, a sense of joy, you know, that's all a part of that. And, you know, I have become convinced that that's what God senses when one of his children goes home. And I thought of four different things that might be why God regards the death of a saint as a moment of preciousness. And perhaps it would help us as we face those kinds of circumstances and situations. And so I'm going to throw these out at you. You may chew them, spit them out. You may take them and hold them tight, however you want to respond. But I just thought this would be an important thing for us to begin to look at. That 15th verse again says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones." And these are the four things that I want us to look at. The very first reason that death becomes precious in the eyes of God, I believe, it is because of the cost of their redemption. God himself paid a tremendous price through his Son. A tremendous price. You see, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit dwelt forever, long before this world ever existed. Everything. And yet there came that moment in time when man needed to be redeemed. And the only way to really do this and to do it right, God chose. And that was to allow his Son to go to a world that despised God. To go to a people who would reject him. To go to unfriendly territory. In order to accomplish a glorious cause. Jesus willingly went. Jesus willingly lived here. Jesus willingly took on the rejection. Jesus willingly faced the cross. And Jesus gloriously defeated death. But that was a high price to pay for our redemption. God sacrificing himself in order for us to be redeemed. Now, there comes the point in life where people make a decision for Jesus Christ and become these godly ones that this verse talks about. And when it comes the moment for their transition from this world to the next, God views that as a precious, precious moment. When something is precious, doesn't always mean that it's joyful all the way around. But it does mean that there's tremendous value. God places tremendous value on our loved ones that know him and go into his presence. And you know what? I get so much comfort out of that thought. That God welcomes our loved ones with open arms. Our loved ones who have trusted him for salvation. But you know, that also stirs in me a dread for those of our families that don't know Jesus. Because they don't get preciousness at that moment. But God has paid a great price. And so when he sees that someone has cashed in on that great price that he's paid, that blesses him. So he views that moment as precious. The second thing that I've thought of is the fact that it is precious in God's eyes because of the blessed change that it produces in the one passing. There's been a lot of discussion that I have been involved in recent months, and questions that people have asked me about death and that type of thing, and whether or not the individual, when they pass, if they are conscious or if they are in a soul sleep condition. And my mind immediately goes to what the Apostle Paul said. He was ready. He knew that his passing from this world to the next was imminent. The sentence had been cast. He was just kind of waiting for it to be carried out. He knew that it was going to cost him his life because of his faith. And he was referring, in regards to that, he was referring to the fact that when we are absent from the body, we are present with the Lord. Stop and think about that. In that moment that life ceases here, life begins in the presence of God. Can you imagine that change? That's just an incredible thought. What is heaven like? And how can we go from that moment of perhaps suffering that we've been going through, or even if it's accidental, when death, boom, comes so unexpectedly and just so quickly, perhaps driving down the road and then suddenly we're walking on the streets of glory. What an amazing transition. But that's the preciousness that God has for us. The promise that when this life is done, we immediately go into the presence of the Lord. That's awesome. And what a tremendous, phenomenal change is brought about. And how proud. Not pride in a bad way, but how proud God must be to be able to offer to his children all of that in heaven. Wow. That's amazing. Between you and me and the fence post, that's why our loved ones don't want to come back. Once they've gone into the presence of the Lord, they don't want to leave that. You want to know something? We wouldn't either. What a blessed change in the blink of an eye. And you know, that's just incredible to me. The next thing that I think of as I look at the preciousness in the sight of God, the death of his godly ones, is that it's precious because it adds to the number of the glorified. God wants a full house. He really does. He wants a full house in his house here, but he wants a full house in our home there. He wants everyone to be able to come to faith and knowledge of Jesus Christ and be able to be ushered into his presence, and for there to ever always be rejoicing, to just be laughter and joy. I really don't believe that God's offended by our laughter. I really don't. I think that God enjoys the laughter of his people. I think God laughs. We see most of the time in pictures of Jesus, we see a solemnness. I don't think that's an accurate depiction. I think that Jesus, even while walking this earth, laughed a lot. I mean, how could you not run around with these guys that he was working with and not laugh? You know, I'm just convinced that God laughed. That Jesus laughed. That he was filled with joy. And that he was blessed by the joy of others. I really feel sorry for people who can't laugh. Because I think they're being cheated. God loves, now stop and think about this. God loves a solemn giver. Is that what the Bible says?
Pretty close.
Pretty close? God loves a cheerful giver, a joyful giver. And that only means money. Right? No. God loves a cheerful servant. God loves a cheerful fellowship. God loves joy. And that's why he pours out his joy in us. And when we get to heaven, God is going to want to see a lot of laughter. He is not going to want to see a bunch of sour-faced children. He's going to want us to be joyful. And when a saint here, when a godly one here passes away, there's a little more joy that enters into the kingdom of heaven. And I don't imagine that the saints in heaven just kind of sit around and go, oh, there goes another newbie. You know, there's another new one. And I don't think they're disheartened by that. And I don't think they're saying, man, I hope they don't move that guy in with my neighborhood. But instead, I think that they're all filled with joy. And as the glorified enter in to the kingdom, there's dancing. Evangelical said that. There's dancing, there's joy, there's feasting, there is celebration, because God loves joy. The last thing is I believe that God views it precious because it brings a beneficial influence on the living here. Pastor, how can death positively influence the living? Let me ask you this. How can it not? In those moments when we're taking and we're remembering people, I'm going to say a name here. Some of you are going to immediately smile. But I'm going to say a name here, and there won't be a person in this room that knew this individual that is going to frown. The name is this: Eldora Hurley. She brings a smile. Her memory brings comfort. Do you know why? Because she was a godly woman. She was a gracious woman. And in that godliness and in that grace, she brought joy. She was quiet, yes, but she brought joy. one of the greatest tributes that can be made to anyone's life is that when they're gone and people remember them, the thoughts are positive. Perhaps a smile comes to the lips. Perhaps the joy comes to the heart. I don't know about you, but when I'm gone, I hope people don't go, but you know, I really do hope that people are able to smile. I've mentioned to my family a couple of times, they all ignore me as they usually do, but I've always told them I don't want a somber celebration. In fact, if don't have a funeral, that's fine with me. Stick me in a hole somewhere. I really don't care, because I'm going to be one of those ones who walks into the gates of heaven and just is dancing and rejoicing, and I ain't coming back. I'm going to stay there, man. But you know, I want my leaving this world to be precious in the eyes of my Father. But I want it to be a positive influence in the life of those who still remain. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of His godly ones. It's okay for us to cry. It's okay for us to sorrow. And that doesn't offend God. But we need to understand how precious in the eyes of the Lord are our loved ones when they've made the transition from this world to the next. I hope that when I pass, this church sings the doxology. And I don't care what their position is on the doxology. I just hope the doxology is sung. And I hope that the doxology is a part of my funeral. Let people, whoever they are, that go or whatever. And if I don't have one, that's fine with me. I'm fine with that. But I, maybe some will be singing the doxology because he's gone. Maybe some will be singing the doxology because there's been some point of positive influence. Maybe some will sing the doxology because the kingdom's a little fuller at that moment, as another one has gone. A celebration is what makes passing precious in the eyes of the Lord. Let's stand. I trust that as you go through the remaining days of your life, the remaining years if the Lord should tarry, whatever time we have here, I hope that you'll go through it with joy. That you'll go through it with singing, with dancing, with just excitement, with commitment to the Lord, with gratitude for the offer of life that He gives. I pray that you'll go through it with faithfulness and with obedience to Him. And that when you are ushered into those gates, there's not a person that says, "Oh no, here they come." Because it won't be like that. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our gracious Father, thank you. Thank you for the impact, the influence of those who have gone before us. Father, thank you for the joy that they brought to our lives, and thank you for blessing them as they've entered your kingdom. Lord, we look forward to the future embraces in your kingdom. Now help us to embrace one another while we're here. Help us to not take one another for granted. Help us to build and to not destroy. Fill us with hope and with joy. And Father, we'll give you thanks when our moment of preciousness comes. For it's in your glorious and holy and righteous name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being here. I ask that you'd give us a moment to get to the back so we can greet you. Have a great week in Jesus.